800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. Friday Night Edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Whatever you want. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we've got live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. All of it is free. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. We have got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, we bring plenty of prep to the table, but if you want to control the show, it's up to you, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, Manwich, what do you got? What's your prime story for tonight?
Well, I like it's not big news or anything, but I particularly like the story I've got here. It's from White House, Tennessee, and apparently there's an alderman there that thinks that that Sunday is sacred.
Well, okay. I guess there's a lot of people that feel that way.
Our president thinks that Sunday is sacred.
Well, he just doesn't think it's sacred. He wants to legislate its sacredness.
Really? What would Jesus say about that?
I don't know.
Let's get into that, because that sounds interesting.
I don't think Jesus would pass any legislation, personally. I don't think it would be his gig.
I think
want
Jesus
people to do it voluntarily.
Jesus would say, game on! Let's play!
I don't think Jesus would necessarily play soccer on Sunday, just because it wouldn't look
good. Oh, you both have the same story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whichever one of you wants to do it, go for it.
You called on Manwich, because
okay,
I was late,
we'll
so go ahead.
You were a little bit late. Manwich, go ahead with that Sunday thing.
Oh, do it now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Come on,
I thought you were teasing it.
Well, no, you both ended up having the same story, so whenever we have, I guess, collusion like that, we want to go ahead and do it, because that's a good sign.
All right, White House, Tennessee. Two aldermen here say league and tournament games should be banned in the municipal park on Sunday mornings for religious reasons. Alderman whoever wants organized games and...
Alderman...
Well,
somebody.
It doesn't really matter what their names are. The fact is that, you know, these local city officials get drunk with power.
Right.
You know, hey, we can make people do things that we don't like, or, you know, not do things that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's what this crap's all about. That's not what city government should be about.
In this case, they don't like people playing games on Sunday morning.
Soccer specifically, but it appears that the soccer tournament going on. So the alderman wants games in White House Municipal Park to be restricted to 1 to 4:30 on Sundays. I'm concerned that we're not sending the right message to the community by having tournaments and league play during worship hours.
The
alderman.
He doesn't like the fact that there's soccer in the mornings on Sundays, because these kids should be in church.
That's right.
Heathens.
He drove by...
I think a lot of parents attend the games as well.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Right. He drove by the park last Sunday morning on his way to church and saw that it was full of people attending a soccer tournament.
So clearly, these people attending the soccer tournament had made choices on their own volition. Actually... in their brain, chemicals and electricity exploding and individuals making choices to go somewhere where they want to go. And now he's going to outlaw this?
Well, God our Father invented the seventh day to be the one of rest and worship, he said.
Until 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
of
when
course.
Playing soccer will become appropriate by law.
Well, that's because 1 o'clock in the afternoon is when the liquor stores open on Sunday.
another alderman pointed out that Saturday was the seventh day.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Probably an Adventist.
If you look at your calendar, which is the Roman calendar, you'll see that Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah. And
this is true.
It's in case you have a particular denominational prejudices, the alderman who's proposing this is from a Baptist church.
Hmm.
So, you know.
So it has not been passed. It's just something this guy, this bureaucrat, wants to do, this elected
official.
It's been
tabled at this point after the speaking of the Tennessee... what is it? ACLU.
Oh, okay.
Spoke up and kind of made everybody seem a little silly with, the beauty of living in a free country is that individuals, not government, decide how to use their time on any morning, said Wendy Heinberg, executive director of the ACLU of Tennessee. You cannot restrict the use of a park based on religious doctrine. Now, I understand that lots of conservatives out there hate the ACLU. And
right.
I suppose that they hate civil liberties, too, because that's what the ACLU generally is trying to protect. Now, I'll admit, they definitely go after the nativity scenes at Christmas time, but most of those nativity scenes, all of them that I know of, are on government property.
Yeah, I don't think the ACLU has ever gone after a nativity scene on church property.
No. So,
and let's point this out. If you don't want somebody playing in your park in the morning, you should own the park. So if, for instance, the park was owned by the local church, then the church could absolutely say, sorry, you can't play in our park this morning. This is our park.
Well, an owned park versus a city park, it would have the same problem that a private school does have versus a public school. Because people already pay for public schools and pay for public parks, they would be disposed to use the free parks, quote-unquote free, the parks that they have already paid a great deal of money to run, rather than going to a paid park.
I'm just making the point that if you want to prevent somebody from coming into your park on Sunday morning, own it privately, and then you can set all the rules you want, all the silly little rules that you'd like to. This particular alderman, as they're called in this particular area, I bet you if he could have his druthers, he'd pass a law forcing people to go to church on Sunday mornings.
Well, then they wouldn't have. Then they wouldn't be bored when they're sitting around waiting for the park to open.
It would seem to be the next logical... as though you wouldn't be bored at church. Personally, I'd be pretty bored. But as though...
Really? I find church services to be very interesting. I always have fun when I go to church.
Is that right? Why is that?
Well, because the stories are always interesting. I mean, really, the Bible, if you read the Bible, it is a very enthralling and interesting story.
But they read the same...
It's a very long story, too.
They read the same stories every single year. Do you ever notice that?
But through Leviticus, just to make, you know...
Oh, I have.
Okay.
I've read the entire thing front to back several times.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I used to study religion somewhat adamantly.
I guess that's a good...
Various different religions, not just Christianity.
So, I don't know, does anybody out there listening think that this kind of a law would be appropriate, banning people from public parks, from government-run parks, on Sunday mornings due to religious reasons? I'd love to hear from somebody on that. 800-259-9231.
This is one of the dangers of democracy, you know? I mean, even if the public got to vote, everybody got a vote on this issue. Suppose this town's 51%. Fundamentalist Christians that would say, whose preacher told them, you should vote yes on this initiative.
Certainly.
And they did. Well, what about the other 49% that don't get to use the park that they paid for at the time that they don't want to go to church? It's just not fair.
At what point, though, Manwich, does that percentage get so small that it doesn't matter? At what point can you say,
no point.
Okay, well, what about the other 1%? Or what about the other 17 people? I mean, at what point?
At no point.
At no point there shouldn't be any rules that apply to the general populace as a whole, regardless of a dissenting opinion. What if there's one crazy guy who thinks it's okay to eat babies?
No, then you're harming somebody else. But we're talking about parks here, Torgo.
Well, what if the parents of the baby say, yeah, you're right, I should feed my babies to Crazy Jim. Is that okay?
No, I don't think parents can consent to have their babies fed to Crazy Jim.
I think the issue is more public parks than anything.
Yeah, we're talking about parks here.
Well, still, it doesn't matter. You've got to take everything and look at it the same way, because
I'm with Ian. I think there should be private parks.
I think there should be private parks
as well.
That's
clearly the answer here.
I think they should sell off the park land that's out there.
Because then these busybody bureaucrats will have no control over the parks, and the individual park owners will be able to compete for various different park features and park functions and price of admission and that sort of thing. Really, we could have some pretty cool parks if they were privately owned.
And some pretty cheap ones, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I wasn't arguing against private parks.
No, I know you're not.
I was... talking about your statement of that's the problem with democracy, because at some point, there has to be a point with overall rules where at some point a majority has to outweigh a minority.
I don't think there really need to be rules per se. I think there's just some things that are wrong by nature. Murder, rape, hurting somebody else. Those things are just wrong. Everybody knows they're wrong.
I want to talk to you about that after the break.
Okay. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231. Friday Night Edition. Free Talk Live. Anything goes. We got all kinds of good stuff on the way, including a cop story email. It's pretty unbelievable. Actually, two of them. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Government is best with governance. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Now, Torgo, you had said you wanted to get into a rules issue with me. By the way, you can check out freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of good stuff, including the bulletin board system, where there are virtually no rules. I mean, there's a few, and it's pretty lightly moderated, virtually unmoderated, though.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of that, someone reported a post today, and I looked at it, just to show you the lightness of the moderation.
Yes.
Someone reported a post today, and I looked at it, and I'm like,
No. Just leave it alone.
Well, because if you find something offensive, you can click a report to moderator button, and then we each get, because we're both the board administrators, we each get the report.
How come I don't get a report?
Because you're not an administrator.
Exactly. Why am I not an administrator? I've been doing this program for 3 years.
As you were telling us during the break, you're confused by simple things like PayPal, so I don't think you'd be able to handle administrating the bulletin board system.
I don't want to administrate your silly bulletin board system anyway.
Yeah, so Ian and I and Lindsay, the super moderator, get them. So
there you go.
On your board system.
Virtually no rules, and it's a lot of fun at the bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. So check that out. With that, Torgo, what was it that you wanted to say?
You know, I've heard you talk about several times on the show, and I'm not saying I disagree. I just want to know the... I'm just trying to get to your reasoning behind using the terminology. I've heard you talk about natural law several times on the show, referring to, you know, harming someone else is violating what you consider natural law because everyone knows it's wrong. Not everyone knows it's wrong. There are people who don't feel that they're doing wrong by hurting someone else.
That might be true.
And so what at that point means that you're correct in saying that you know it's wrong? What makes you right?
That's a good question.
I've been every time I've heard you
hurt others. When you rape somebody, it hurts somebody.
You're
else.
Right. You're right.
When you hit someone, it hurts them. When you murder somebody, that's about the worst possible thing I think you can do to someone.
That's true. It does hurt them, and I wouldn't do that to someone.
Right.
Neither would you, because you and I both feel that it's wrong.
Okay.
The person who did it doesn't feel that it's wrong. What makes them incorrect?
Well, just my opinion.
That's just your opinion.
Natural law.
Yeah, natural law,
yes.
Which is mandated by whom?
It is built into humans.
Not all of them.
Apparently not all of them. Some people get pleasure from killing others.
I'm not saying that they don't get pleasure, but I think that they get pleasure from the fact that they know that they're doing wrong.
Could be.
That's possible. Some people just kill someone because they're in their way. They find that person an inconvenience. They don't get pleasure from it. It's just,
let me
get this person out of my way, and I'll move on with my
life.
Here it is.
Good people know what good things are. Bad people know what good things are. Good things are good. Bad things are bad because you would or would not want them to happen to you. That's natural law.
Plus, if we went back to a more free society, I think more people would be armed, and so all the bad people that wanted to do bad things would have to really resist those urges, or else they might find themselves bleeding to death in a pool of their own vomit, basically, because somebody will kill them as a result of them initiating force on someone else that didn't deserve it.
Well, as it stands now, people can be killed for committing murder. But
yeah, they can.
You don't agree with that.
Although, if it's in that instance, absolutely I agree with it. If you are attempting to murder me, I absolutely agree with allowing someone to defend themselves and defend themselves with deadly force. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's 6 months later that I have a problem with.
You have a problem with the fact that someone did it and then later on they're punished for it?
Well, not 6 months. I mean, it, with our current death penalty system,
it takes several years.
10 years,
well,
on the average.
That's the bureaucracy making it take longer, but I'm just talking about the fact that whether it was 6 months, 10 years, 2 days, how long is it before it stops being okay to kill that person?
I think it has to be in that instant. It has to be in that...
In the commission.
Yeah, that moment.
So if I killed you for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't stop me, just because you couldn't, I overpowered you, I killed you, and I walked away. No one was around to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that can happen to me because of it.
I didn't say there's nothing to
for the rest of your life.
No. I didn't say there's nothing.
And it's going to suck.
I didn't say there's nothing.
Or I should be allowed to live just like I mean, sure, I'm in prison, but now I should be allowed to live because no one killed me at the time I was doing, taking you down?
I didn't say that nothing can happen, and I didn't say that you should necessarily be allowed to live. It's just... By society standards, by the way things are, it's unacceptable for instance, if you didn't kill me, if you just harmed me, and I really wanted to get vengeance on you, I would be doing something just as wrong by coming after you to get vengeance on you a few days down the line.
Or even if you're just, in my opinion, if you're walking away from the crime scene, bloody knife in your hand, and somebody shoots you in the back... That's wrong, too.
It's just
now,
as wrong.
I'm not willing to put that person away for the rest of their life, because I feel that they've done that's mitigatable. But I think that, yeah, they've done something. You're not supposed to shoot the guy. I mean, the instance is over. The felony has been committed.
Self-defense
now, if during
is only
the commission
right
of this
then.
Felony, somebody puts a bullet in your head, yay, I'm happy.
Right.
But... Other than that,
it's a strange line.
Tried.
It is a strange line.
You should be tried, found guilty for murder, and spend the rest of your life in a little bitty cell.
Okay, so you use the term
for Torgo would be a lot more little bitty than for anyone else.
See, you used the term self-defense, Ian, so that raises another question. If I am walking down the street, we have, you know, laws where I can, you know, we have no laws regarding gun control. I'm walking down the street with a gun in my pocket.
Okay.
I happen to catch you in an alley sticking a knife in someone's face.
Mm.
And I shoot you in order to stop that from happening. Is that okay? Because you only have claimed self-defense.
You don't
know. Can I kill you to stop the crime from happening?
You don't know.
Can I hurt you?
You're presuming there's a crime going on. For all you know, we're filming a movie.
Well, and let's be clear, if there was a crime being committed with the knife being stuck in the face, yes, you'll be in the right. If you've jumped to a conclusion and shot somebody, sorry,
you
should have jumped to a conclusion.
Yeah. Okay, so it's okay to jump to a conclusion if it turns out I was right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's okay to make rash snap judgments as long as you're not wrong.
Life is that way. Life is all about...
That doesn't make it okay.
It's true, though. But if in life, if you make the right decision, if you put your money on the little spinning roulette wheel and you come up with the right number, you made the right decision.
However, that is not a situation where you want to take a chance. You're putting somebody's life in jeopardy.
I don't think you should.
Double check to ensure that the person with the knife is actually threatening that person as opposed to acting in a scene from a movie.
In one instance, you're a hero. The next instance, you're a murderer.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Nexus in Oregon. Nexus, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent.
I had no idea that the Nexus was in Oregon.
Now you know.
I don't know. First off, I want to say I really love Megadeth. I'm glad you used that for your bumper music.
We're so pleased.
That's awesome.
Ian's a long hair from way back.
I have no long hair anymore, though.
No,
I'm working on mine. So.
Yes, you are.
All right, so what's on your mind, Nexus?
So I heard you guys proposing two possible reasons that people commit rape, and I just wanted to say that I had heard a third one.
Okay, what's that?
And I had heard it from two people.
Let's recap the two possible reasons and then let you go jump into your third. The one possible reason is everybody says rape is a crime of domination and control. And I've said, I think that rape, to some extent or another, is a crime of, it's a crime about sex. And that if we legalize prostitution, I think that the instances of rape in America would go down.
And I agree with that.
Okay. And now, propose your third.
I think domination's a factor as well, though.
Actually, they both kind of play into the third reason, which I heard from two people who work with convicted sex offenders and, got to hear the reasons from them, which is that it's motivated by a need for empathy, because the rapists, in almost all cases, had been raped themselves and had been, suffering enormous internal pain as a result of that, and had,
They felt a need to make someone feel what they felt.
Exactly.
Possibly.
I think that sounds like domination and control, though. They felt out of control.
It's certainly related. And abuse tends to be passed down, through generation to generation. Thanks for the call, Nexus. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show. Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manly.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies, literally dozens, that have sent us their photograph. And not just any photo. It's actually a photo that they had specifically taken of themselves, usually holding up a sign of some sort that references the show. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a brand new Shriner coming up there this weekend.
I think they should all be holding one of my headshots.
Like Phil Hendry does?
Like Phil Hendry, except my headshot is sexier. So, It is. You've seen my headshot.
Yes, I have, but I don't know if I agree. I think the Phil Hendry shot would probably be sexier than you.
I don't know.
Something about bald men.
God.
I'll shave
it for you, sweetie.
You know what Ian's proclivities are.
800-259-9231. So check out the Shrine, freetalklive.com.
Today, over 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays.
Tomorrow. My mother is one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mom!
Exactly.
Maybe it's just that Phil's more talented than you. Maybe that's what it is.
Are you going to send your mom some flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com?
I most likely am.
That's a good idea. You, time's ticking away.
I'm going to be late with them, but I am going to send them.
I bet she's used to that. Tomorrow, over another 740,000 will be celebrating theirs. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, 1-800-Flowers.com is the place to call. They have the freshest flowers and lots of other gifts. Use code FTL at checkout. Save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
So this is the show about your calls. Bring up anything, and ladies come first. So we go to the phones to Andrea in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
You were talking about the death penalty, and I think it was probably Ian, because I tend to agree with him most on things.
Really?
Thanks.
So you're fringe.
Yes.
So come on, nutty, what's up?
You're talking about death penalty, and I would agree wholeheartedly that the death penalty should only apply at the scene of the crime, and preferably by the victim or somebody right next to them.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if anybody in here is actually for the death penalty after the fact.
It wouldn't actually be a death. It wouldn't be a penalty at that point.
That's,
you know,
just justice.
It would just be happening.
Yeah. I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily understand the reasonings behind that, and I've given it a little bit of thought. And
okay.
The government makes altogether too many mistakes. There have been way too many times where the government said, wait a minute, this guy we've had on death row for 5 years was actually innocent.
107 times since 1971. 107 people have been released from death row since 1971, found not guilty of their crime for whatever reason.
Those are the people they can prove.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many are
going
to die? How many have died?
Exactly.
I think people have to ask themselves, how many innocent people should die in order for your death penalty that you love so much to be retained?
Mm.
How many innocent people do you want to die? One, two, three, hundred? 1,000? I mean, you've got to answer that for yourself, because the fact is, if 107 people have been released off death row since 1971, that means that statistically, there are people on death row right now that are waiting to die that did not commit their crimes.
Absolutely.
Sorry, those are the statistics.
They just
love
don't have
it as
to
much
be,
as you like.
They're just not as lucky as the other 107 in that there might not be any DNA evidence in order to vindicate them.
Yep. And, you know, you may love that whole outlaw justice thing. It may make sense to you to put somebody on a horse and then slap the horse and strangle them to death. That's fine. I feel like if the person's guilty, they deserve it. I just think that we've been wrong too many times.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Andrea, final thoughts?
Just if you're taking care of it at the scene of the crime, you're pretty certain you got the right guy.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we'd actually have to have gun freedom in order for that to happen.
Absolutely.
And of course, there aren't very many states in which there is such a thing. Of course, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Alaska would be the exceptions to that rule. But everywhere else, you have to get a permit before you can carry a weapon. I'm actually in the midst of reading an interesting book right now, which is called The Freedom Outlaws Handbook.
Hey, I'm reading the same book.
Yeah, 179 Things to Do Until the Revolution. And
I don't like number two very much.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. So
number two is don't vote. It only encourages them.
Obviously, not all of them are right for everyone, man, which she says at the beginning of her book. But one of the things she suggests is that forget asking for permission to carry a weapon. Just carry it. How dare the government suggest that you have to ask permission in order to exercise what is allegedly a right in this country? How do you feel about that, Andrea?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. We should all be allowed to carry weapons.
Very good. Good call. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231, toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Torgo is putting some sort of chemical in his water right now. What is that?
I thought that was root beer.
This is root beer. My root beer is almost gone. So
some sort of weird.
This is a
red chemical.
This is a.
You're gonna die.
A sugar-free beverage on the go packet.
Oh, it's Crystal Light.
Well, yeah, I was just.
I realized they didn't pay for that plug, but
I didn't want to make, you know,
was being
Baron von Ian angry for giving away free advertising, but since you're the account rep, I guess you can go ahead and do whatever you want with it. Give them a freebie, maybe they'll buy something. But
here at Free Talk Live, we love Crystal Light.
Torgo's appearance tonight, sponsored by.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I just was getting my next
beverage
ready.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that before.
Ah.
There you go. 800-259-9231. All right, so how about some cop stories, since we're talking about jail and the system putting innocent people in prison? Here's a story from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Who is this guy? Dennis, I think? Dennis? David. It's David. He says, I love your show specifically.
I don't know who you people are. I just want you to know that beforehand.
He says, I love your show specifically because you guys not only point out the massive waste, corruption, and ineptitude in local and federal government, but because you aim to do something about it. Bravo. I do believe that the first thing to do with government is to lower its police force. Currently, police have little respect for the common citizen, i.e. the people who actually pay them. Let me tell you a story that just happened last night involving the police here in Portsmouth, where I live. I couldn't sleep, so I decided to go out for a walk to the waterfront, where there are public areas for walking. It was 2 a.m. When I got there, I found in a dimly lit area four police cruisers parked in an area hidden from the main road. I noticed all four officers were out of their cruisers, with two of them very relaxed, resting on the cruiser hood as if deep in conversation. As I approached the four of them, one of them shined a bright spotlight on me and bolted out, "What are you doing?" I politely told them I was just taking a walk. Being naturally suspicious of police and a bit bold, I asked them what they were doing. It certainly looked like four officers slacking off in a hidden part of town that I had just accidentally stumbled upon. Our cops wouldn't do something like that, would they?
No.
They're
safer there. You know, they don't have to worry about all that nasty criminals and stuff.
I've actually read the mission statement of the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Police, which clearly states, quote, "The police and community are accountable to each other." The officer, clearly incensed that I dare question him, stated that it was none of my business. I then stated that I was a taxpayer and that I was surprised he wouldn't tell me. He then proceeded me to tell me his job was dangerous. He was protecting us. Of course, there was no crime going on there to speak of.
Well, of course not. The police were there. They were protecting us.
That he, the cop told me that he lived here too, and that he was a taxpayer as well, and that it was standard police procedure and totally
that
okay.
He should be incensed that that he's slacking off and he should get his butt back to work.
He said it was standard police procedure and totally okay to tell the public it's none of the public's business what the police do. I politely pushed a bit more in my questioning. Across the street, there was an outdoor public pool building, which is not open in this colder time of the year. He looked at it and stated that someone left the pool door open and that they had to go and lock it. That's why there were four police cars called out to the unlocked pool door. We're going to come back. There's more to the story. And a guy in London held for terrorism charges for no reason.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to SFRCorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything political, personal, join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. As everything is at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So check it out. freetalklive.com. For some reason, Friday nights tend to be the nights that we talk about bad cops. And usually it's because we get sent corrupt cop stories from the Drug Reform Coordination Network. Tonight, we don't have those for you, but we do have a couple of stories. One of them from one of our listeners directly, another one from the London Guardian, which we'll have coming up later on in the show, about a guy who works in the telecom/tech industry who was attempting to board a subway in London, and the cops decided he was suspicious. And so we'll tell you about his story coming up. It's pretty amazing.
Last time I saw a news story about that, the guy died.
This guy didn't die, but he was harassed for several hours. And the most important part about the story is it could happen to you. Because this guy wasn't doing anything suspicious. Anyway, what we're talking about right now is what happened to David from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He was out walking at 2 a.m., and last time I checked, in a free country, you should be free to walk around, especially on government property, you know, parks and that sort of thing. Not necessarily parks, but...
on government, just... The records office, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you feel like going through the files. I couldn't sleep, I just wanted to look up everybody's property taxes.
You should be able to walk around on the public streets at 2 in the morning. Well, he...
Well, and that didn't... It's not like that didn't happen.
Yeah, he was walking.
He just... The cop asked him a question. He answered the question. I think that nobody's done anything wrong here at this point.
That's fine.
That the police are probably sloughing off.
The cops... What happened was he came across 4 cop cars and 4 cops... In a kind of a secluded area, as he described it, where there was really nothing going on. It was apparently right across the street from a building where there's an outdoor pool, some sort of public park area. And so he asked the cops. The cops asked him what he was doing. He said he was out for a walk. And then he kind of asked the cops what they were doing, and the cop took offense to that. And the cop insisted that it was none of his citizenly business to know what it was that the cops were doing. And then after that... The cop actually came back and said, as he describes it, turns the tables on him with police fear tactics. He insinuated that I might have broken into the pool building, because after he pressed the cops admitted, they claimed that the reason there were 4 cop cars where they were was because the building across the street had been accidentally left unlocked and somebody had to go in, close up. However, as David puts it, the building that was allegedly unlocked had been closed for weeks at that point. So did they just discover that it was unlocked and then, you know, sent the cops out 3 weeks later and decided to go ahead and send 4 of them?
That reminds me of something that actually happened here locally really quick. I was coming downstairs one morning to get in my car to go to work, and in the parking lot of my apartment complex, the car parked next to me had a little orange note on the windshield. It was from our local police department that says, "The door to your car has been found unlocked, and due to the large percentage of crime in this area, your car doors have been locked as a courtesy to you from the, you know, local police department." Which means there are cops wandering through the city just trying to open people's cars. Just
that's a little disturbing.
Well, I have a ragtop, as you know. I have a convertible automobile, and I don't lock my doors because I don't want my top cut open. When people want to get into convertibles, they get out a knife and they cut
right.
the top.
Yeah.
They reach through and they turn the little latch. I would prefer that somebody who wants to get in my car can go right ahead and get in the car. I just leave nothing in it.
You just prefer that if they steal your car, they do it with the top intact.
Absolutely.
Because you wouldn't want them to have to get, like, rained on.
I have a better chance of getting a car back intact if they steal the whole car rather than cutting it first.
What chance do you have of getting your car back?
Very slim. But I'm not saying that you're saying that because they got in the car that they would necessarily want to steal it. And they have a charge called burglary of a conveyance for a reason. It's because people break into cars all the time and take crap out of them. There's nothing in my car to take. I try not to keep anything anywhere because you know, it has a little latch in the for the trunk too, so if you got in the car you could unlatch the trunk.
What I think's disturbing about this before, and I've heard about this other in other cities, the cops doing this service of locking your car doors. Well, what if I had a reason that I wanted to leave my car unlocked, kind of like Manwich, but a more, I don't know, more critical reason, like for instance I left my keys in my car. And I like leaving my keys in my car, and I wanted to, if I got up in the morning and I'd left my keys in my car and wanted to go to work and tried the door and found out that it was locked by the friendly police force, then I'd have to call AAA and wait for somebody to come out with a Slim Jim
right.
and, you know, spend an hour of my time at least waiting on a Slim Jim to arrive so I could get into my own vehicle. Gee, thanks.
Or let's say I have a late 80s model Ford, which means I have a separate key for my doors and for my ignition. Mm-hmm. And I've lost my door key. All I have is my ignition key. You know, then it's the same
thanks
situation.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they take that into account when they're going around in the middle of the night trying people's car doors as far as what model car that you have and what year it is?
Doubtful. I very highly doubt that.
Yeah. Maybe.
At least they've got the right attitude here, though. I mean, you know, they're trying to help people.
I guess. I mean, you're presuming that the cop that left that note was trustworthy in the first place.
What makes you think that... I'm almost certain that if they found that car door unlocked, they would use that as an opportunity to do a quick search for
probably
any sort of contraband.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Be like, oh, we...
And if you leave your car door unlocked and you leave your stash of marijuana in there, you have done something innumerably stupid.
Oh, very, very stupid. However, unless you're leaving it out on the seat, you haven't done anything that really... Yeah. Should be getting you out in that much trouble.
Can you imagine coming down from your apartment at like 2 in the morning to go to 7-Eleven and seeing three cops tearing your car apart because you accidentally left your doors unlocked?
Nice.
Searching your vehicle, more coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Of course, if you've got any bad cop stories, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Take control.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll get it in the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the police and some of their quirky behavior that they engage in. Actually, we were just talking about, apparently, Torgo, you came out of your apartment building this morning.
This was last week, but yeah.
Last morning, whatever it went. This week, last, whatever. Anyway, you went downstairs. You went to
the facts.
You went to... It really is irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
So you went to your vehicle, and the car next to you, there was a little note on the windshield. You took a moment, you read the note, and you discovered that it actually was from the police department telling this person that, hey, we found that your door was unlocked, so we did you a service and went ahead and locked it for you.
You know what I like best about that, really, is that the note kind of just basically said, hey, people with bad intentions, this person sometimes doesn't lock their car. Just so you know, if you want to swing by and try it again.
Some other day.
Right. But today, you're out of luck. You'll have to snag this stereo tomorrow.
This guy's a forgetful Jones. Mark him. Watch him.
It's the second best note I've ever seen on a car in my apartment complex, by the way.
The best one was the guy that
lost his
Viper.
Oh, Snake?
Yeah, he claimed that there was a Viper loose in the car and that if you opened it,
it was an
you
asp.
Could die.
It was an asp.
Yes.
Yeah,
interesting.
This car is unlocked. Please don't open it. Please don't get in because there is a poisonous
illegal snake in here.
Yeah, there is a poisonous asp loose in the car.
Which I'll bet you nobody tried it.
So the cops. Now what you said that it's okay that you kind of justified this behavior by the cops because you said that, well, they've got good intentions. They're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to help people out, but.
I would say 9 times out of 10, assuming they're not, you know, frisking the car, which is that's the problem. You know, checking the car out for
they may very well be. And you can guarantee if they opened up a car door and whiffed some marijuana, they'd take a close look.
And I feel like you to some extent you brought this little problem on yourself by leaving your car door open with marijuana in it. But anyway,
I
think 9 times out of 10 or even more, the cops are doing you a favor by locking your car doors.
Here's my problem with it. When I pay my property taxes for the year, which include the X amount of dollars per year for police service, I didn't know that that was part of... I mean, I've heard of these things happening, but I didn't really know that that was part of the service that they're offering me for my X amount of dollars per year. If we actually had some sort of private protection forces, some sort of privatized police forces, I could actually sign up for the types of protection, the types of services that I wanted. So if I wanted to pay for a car checkup service, I could pay an extra, you know, $10 a year to have the protection company come around from time to time and check on my vehicle to make sure everything was okay with it. But in this case, I didn't opt into this program, so I'd be a little bit offended by that, especially if I was somebody that left my doors unlocked for a very specific reason.
So I wonder how much could be taken off of my annual property taxes if I didn't opt in for the belligerent questioning and random inconvenience services that are being offered by the local police force.
The variety of services is quite wide and quite annoying for the most part. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. And Torgo, we got something about escorts coming up.
They're just people who want to be your friend.
Well, actually, we heard from one. We heard from a prostitute last night, so it kind of ties into the week's theme, I suppose. And on the way, of course, your calls, if you make them, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour 2 coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.